Hi, I'm Dave Spadaro. Welcome to the Eagles Update on PhiladelphiaEagles.com. On Monday at the NovaCare Complex, the media once again invited to witness the organized team activities outside. A beautiful day and more good football for Chip Kelly's Philadelphia Eagles. Obviously, the quarterbacks are the point of much scrutiny and conversation among the media and the fans. And Nick Foles and Michael Vick splitting most of the time at the quarterback position, along with Matt Barkley and Dennis Dixon. After practice, Vick talked about that very thing, making sure that he gets quality reps, even though the numbers are high at the quarterback position during this practice period.
You know, you don't get an opportunity to get all the reps that you know, you would if it was less quarterbacks, but hey, you got to get as many mental reps as you can, and that's what I try to do. I try to sit back and watch the other guys, read the defense, you know, think about the concepts and the plays, and try to, you know, just be the best that I can be when I step out there, because everybody's going to get different plays. You know, you might get the same play that somebody else get, but at the same time, you got to be ready when that play is called because you don't know what's coming.
As for Foles, a much different approach for him in his second NFL season. He went through a rigorous offseason last year, learning the offense, and then he had a very fine preseason. Late in the year, of course, Foles was the starting quarterback for the Eagles at the end of that 2012 season. A lot of lessons learned and a lot of maturity and leadership gained for number 9, who brings those experiences with him into year number 2.
I think it's just a mindset thing. You have to place your mindset there. And it doesn't mean that you're going to be successful doing that, but it gives you a better opportunity, you know, being confident for your teammates. If they see you exert that confidence, it's going to make them like, hey, this guy knows what he's doing, so we're going to go out there and, you know, we got to do our job. This guy's going to execute the play.
On the defensive side of the ball, much remains to be sorted out. The Eagles going through a lot of different faces trying to figure out who fits best in what spot and where to get those players on the field. The makeover in the defensive secondary looks to be fairly dramatic. Eagles addressing that position as a group, both in free agency and in the draft. One of the holdovers, safety Nate Allen, who says he is ready to bring his game to a new level in 2013.
Change is the only thing that is constant, you know. And I'm used to it. You know, in high school, I had 3 different head coaches in 4 years. So, you know, it's just something that comes with the territory of being a football player. Just looking to make more plays, you know, and help the team in any way I can, you know, whatever that is. And just, you know, at the end of the day, like I said, make more plays. That's what it all boils down to, how many plays you make.
What does the acquisition of former first-round draft pick Felix Jones mean for the Eagles at the running back position? Well, in the eyes of one NFL observer, it gives the Eagles the very best depth in positions 1 through 3, as Adam Kaplan explains.
Love it because it was low cost, not a lot of guaranteed money, very little, as a matter of fact, 32.5. Gets another 32.5 as a roster bonus if he makes a team. So, and he dresses week one. So the bottom line is, it's all upside here. He gives them something they don't have. The ability to make a home run play outside the formation. He just has that ability, and they've seen this. He's done this to them, as you know, Dave, in the past.
I'm Dave Spadaro. Thanks for joining us on the Eagles Update on PhiladelphiaEagles.com.